We're looking at the book of Philemon. Now, Philemon is one of the shortest books in the Bible. And it's one of those books that seem to jump around, making it hard to find. It's written by Paul, so it's in the New Testament. If you look up in the contents, you'll see that it goes Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, Philemon, and then Hebrews. Paul is writing to Philemon, his friend, and the church that met in their home and in his family. And Paul writes not as the Apostle Paul, but he writes as one friend to another friend. This is the only personal letter that we have from Paul. Every other letter is written to a church. Verses 1 to 3 read this, and they say, "To Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace to you and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul is writing from prison to ask a favour. He's writing about a slave, Onesimus, who ran away from Philemon's house and subsequently became a Christian. Hence, the neck brace. And Philemon had become a Christian under Paul's ministry too. Paul describes Onesimus as his son. Verse 10 says this. It says, "I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son whilst I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he's become useful to both you and to me." Paul asks Philemon to forgive Onesimus and to receive him back, not just as a slave, but as a brother in Christ. It's an interesting book to read culturally, as Philemon would have been quite within his rights to brand his returned slave on the forehead with a capital F for fugitivus or runaway. He could also have punished him severely. He could have even executed him. It's an interesting book to read too, as it shows the depth of forgiveness and reconciliation available through the gospel and how that reaches into everyday life. It's an interesting book because it gives us a glimpse into the friendships and partnerships between these people. In fact, the words friendship and partnership are the two key words in this short letter. In this series of talks, we're looking at some of the prayers of the apostles, and we find the prayer in this letter in verses 4 to 7. "I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints." Now, I can tell you that the word for sharing in verse 6 can be translated in three different ways. It could be translated, sharing could be translated as sharing in, as in a partnership. It could be translated as sharing in fellowship. And finally, it could be translated as the act of sharing. We could look at the structure of this letter and discuss the way that Paul builds his appeal to Philemon to accept his slave back and maybe even grant him his freedom. We could have a discussion about slavery, why Paul didn't denounce it outright, the problems of modern slavery and the injustice and cruelty of any form of slavery. And I'd be happy to discuss that at some other time. But the question I want to address is, what do we learn today about this prayer of Paul's? Paul prayed that his friend would be active in sharing his faith so that he would have a full understanding of every good thing that he had in Christ. I wonder, do you want a fuller understanding of who you are and what you have in Christ? If you do, the way forward is clear. Share your faith. But what does that mean? Sharing your faith isn't preaching on the streets like I do sometimes. Sharing your faith isn't going up to people and talking about Jesus like Chris does. Sharing your faith isn't knocking on doors and giving out tracts and Bibles. Of course, all these things are sharing your faith, but sharing your faith is much more. Sharing your faith is letting people know that you believe in God. Sharing your faith is being enthusiastic about church and Christianity. Sharing your faith is living a joyful, thoughtful, caring, sharing life. Sharing your faith is weeping with those who weep, laughing with those who laugh. Sharing your faith is being a peacemaker and standing against injustice. Sharing your faith is being deliberate about how you live and what you say because you're a Christian. People should see the way that you live and notice that you're different. But sharing your faith means that they know why you're different. You see, words and actions must come together. It isn't enough to just be really good. The world is full of good people with different beliefs or no beliefs. It isn't good enough just to help people. You know, if you help little old ladies cross the road or mow people's lawns, but don't tell them about Jesus, you just end up with little old ladies going to hell from the other side of the street and people departing from nice gardens. It isn't enough to go out treasure seeking and to pray for healing. It frankly would be better to go to heaven lame or blind than to be whole in body but to miss out on heaven. People need to know why we're different, why we're helping them, and by whose power they are healed. And for that, we need words. We need to share our testimony. Offer people a leaflet or a New Testament. Invite them along to an Alpha. Most of all, to be open to the possibilities that crop up and chat about the spiritual issues. Oh, but I don't understand enough to speak out, you might say. But look again at verse 6. It says that when you share your faith, you will then know or understand every good thing that we have in Christ. The very act of sharing your faith means that you learn more about Christianity, that you will trust more in the Holy Spirit, that you will pray more. It means, of course, being asked questions that you can't answer, because that makes you go away and learn more. It's seeing the hopelessness of some people's lives, and then that makes us pray for them. You don't need to know all the answers to share your faith. You just need to know Jesus and be prepared to share what you do know. We should share our faith in works and words and wonders. So my prayer for you today is this, that you may be active in sharing your faith, so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing that you have in Christ. God bless you.